You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Look, our weather forecast clock has stopped.
It's gone.
It's gone. Gone. It's
we
lost.
Can no longer tell the time in rugby.
After 2 years, those batteries have finally died.
What are we going to do? We need, if I'd known, I would have brought new batteries in. Are you looking at a lovely lady on the front cover of the Sunday Times?
Yeah, why do they do that? The picture of the Sunday Times, you know, sort of worthwhile organ. Excitement over today's World Cup clash between England and Germany was evident at the Glastonbury Music Festival. And there's a picture of a sort of semi-naked woman wearing a sort of boob tube thing, isn't it? And she's got nothing to do with the England team there. There's nothing no. there. She's not wearing a flag.
She's just
or,
at Glastonbury.
You know, she's just, it's just
it's
a picture.
It's the flag behind.
Yeah, maybe. It's a picture of a pretty bird which sells papers on the front. And who owns this paper? Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, dear. Are we allowed to say this on radio?
Well, I don't care.
You're going to be able to stop him, are you?
Yeah.
You have to stop Nick.
He can come and find me.
This is all Nick's opinion, okay? Not the opinion of Stratford Community Radio. Incidentally, if you have any fake going on in the Stratford area, do please get in touch with us on info@myscr.co.uk. If you don't want to watch the football today, I can tell you that the Royal Shakespeare Company's Theatre Nursery is having their fete in Shottery, just behind Anne Hathaway's cottage.
Today
at 2:30.
Blimey, that's a day to do it.
I know. My neighbour's going to a party today as well, and I just thought, the dad.
I was supposed to be going down to London to the Orange Tree end of season party, and I'm not going there.
No.
Which is a shame.
You're going to ours instead.
We're going to yours.
Fantastic.
Yes, indeed. Doctors have devised a test that could tell young women the precise age at which they will no longer be able to have babies. That's weird, isn't it?
I wouldn't want to know.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to know. I'm not going into that.
Did you know whether Finley was a girl or a boy?
I did, but that was because not because we asked, but because we had a few things went on, and the midwife who Sam was thrilled with kept saying the word he a lot.
Oh right, so that gave it away.
It wasn't official. But I sort of did, in a way. I always thought he was a boy in my tummy.
Oh.
Nick and Rochelle.
Listen, we've just realised, Nick and I.
Yeah.
Listen to this. It's a secret.
Young Sam is out of the building, and it's his birthday.
So we need you all to send in messages of happy birthday.
Yeah.
Jackie.
Yeah. There are various people who will be listening it, and it's his birthday, and we didn't realise.
I just remembered. So we're gonna do a big surprise when he comes in, and if people could just like email in info@myscr.co.uk.
You don't have to whisper, he's not in the building.
Whispering, I'm so scared.
He's gone out to get us coffee on his birthday, which I think is a bit harsh, frankly. This is myscr.co.uk.
Send him out on errands.
Yeah. Poor lad, he's 19 now. He's a grown man.
Let me tell you, he was moaning about turning 19
last
week.
Oh, terrible. For sale, a village with pub, 40 people. Stressed out city executives looking to get away from it all have the chance to buy their own rural village in New Zealand, complete with a pub and a population of 40 people.
I'd love to do that.
The Cure did that.
How much
the Cure
is it?
Bought a village, you know.
That's not very expensive at all.
Otira, a hamlet on the rainy west coast of New Zealand's South Island, is on the market for New Zealand dollars 1 million. That's 715,000. That's not. Actually, yeah, we could pool
that's
it.
That's dollars.
715,000. So that's £350,000. Current owner, we could sell both our houses and we could be there.
We'd be away.
Current owners Bill and Christine Henner bought the rundown village in 1998 after passing through and feeling sorry for it. They paid $56,000, so that's about £30,000 for the hotel or pub, school, railway station, town hall, and 18 houses making up the village near the Arthur's Pass National Park.
So now they want to basically, they're going to make such a massive, massive amount of money back on that.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You know, they put it into property, but at the same time, they have for about £350,000, you are buying a pub, a hotel, railway station, town hall, and 18 houses. That's
Man
not bad.
Alive. I want it. How can we buy that? Let's all pull together, people of Stratford Community.
And if you want to join it too, contact us. info@myscr.co.uk. We're going to start a commune.
That's insane. My dad's probably listening right now, and his ears are pricking up, thinking New Zealand might just be that little bit too far away. But, you know, hey.
Thank you, Jackie. She's already emailed in with...
Is he here?
No,
the birthday boy.
Yeah, brilliant.
I take issue with what you say there, Jackie. Happy birthday, she says, to the true voice of the Breakfasty Brunch Show.
How rude. How rude. Okay, stop saying it. Stop saying it. He can't see that.
We're going to play a song also coming up on the show.
We are going to play a song. That's what happens on radio.
Yes, but after that song, and after we've gone through all the birthday shenanigans, and we are going to put... We have an exclusive.
We do have
an exclusive. Verity Pabla, who plays a lot in Stratford, and a lot of locals will be familiar with. She plays a lot at Cox's Yard, etc., etc. She's from Coventry. She plays here. Her album launch is tonight in Coventry, and we have an exclusive first play.
Stratford Community Radio.
Happy birthday to you.
So we had to put that on. Young Sam.
Happy birthday.
Young Samuel.
Happy birthday to you.
I was really hoping you'd forgotten.
We had.
Yeah, I thought you did.
We had completely forgotten.
I had a moment.
When he went out. It is your birthday. How do you feel, Sam?
19.
Do you feel 19? No. Do you really feel 19?
No. You're 45.
That's true. You have always had that timbre about. Oh, that's wrong.
Why do you feel so old at 19? 19 is a great age.
19 is a really great age.
I'm not 19 in my head, though.
Give me my coffee.
I can't remember which one's which. I'll sort it out in a second.
I quite like this music. It's great.
I don't.
It's your birthday. Come on.
Sam. Lighten up.
And because it's your birthday, it surely means that we'll win the football today.
Yeah.
We've just been talking about, Sam, there's an octopus called Paul. Yeah. He apparently predicts who wins. And he's predicted Germany will win. And he's never been wrong.
So a bit worried. So.
But I think it's all stopped because it is Sam Malloy's birthday.
I think it's great, Sam, that it's your birthday. Dude. Right, we are going to play... What are we... Are we going back into the Temper Trap Street Disposition for those people who were enjoying their Sunday and just going, wow, this is really chill?
Shall we finish it?
Yeah,
let's finish
the Temper Trap.
Oh, all right.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
We have an exclusive here on myscr.co.uk, Stratford Community Radio. Verity Pabla, I've been talking about her before. She's been playing a lot down Cox's Yard. She plays a lot in Stratford. Any locals listening in will know of her. She's a Coventry girl. She has her album launched tonight in Coventry. Check her out,
www.myspace.com/Verity Pabla
or indeed veritypabla.com. I think she's listening, says Sam. All you can feel, this is an exclusive first play from the album.
When someone pulls away, 'cause you can't give them what they want, but you love them oh so much, it's hard to say what you feel inside. It's hurting, it's soulful, and it's mellow, it's all that you can think of. It's painful, it's acceptance, and it's wrong.
MySCR.co.uk.
We've had another email from Verity. And Verity, before you go, you said would love to come back on SCR and come play some new stuff. We would love to have you. And then you've just gone off to New Zealand in September. It's the only time before
she's
then.
Going. She's not off.
She's not gone off to.
She's off to New Zealand.
That's right.
And I wonder, Verity, whether you could actually check out a little village on the rainy west coast of New Zealand. It's only about $350,000. If you could check it out and come back to us, that would be great. Because
we want to purchase it. Seriously, this is an amazing deal, Sam, that
we've
just found.
It.
No. There's
18 houses, a pub, a church, the lot, and it's $350,000.
I'm
there.
I'm there.
We're setting up a commune. It's great.
Is this a spam email or something?
No,
it's not. It's real. It's real.
I'm going to...
I'm not sure I believe you.
Seriously, it's real. It's on the rainy side of New Zealand, and it is the for rainy sale. West side.
I've got my sunglasses on. I can't read it. It's because I was scouting for Google.
Perfect. If Verity's going off there, she can check it out for us.
Right, here we go. Check this out. For anyone who wasn't listening before.
For sale,
village pub with 40 people. Stressed out city executives.
Comes with people.
It does, yeah.
Does
comes
you
with
get people
real life people. Stressed out city executives looking to get away from it all have the chance to buy their own rural village in New Zealand, complete with a pub and population of 40 people.
Oh, what?
Otira, a hamlet on the rainy west coast of New Zealand, South Island, is on the market for 1 million New Zealand dollars. That's about £350,000. Current owners, Bill and Christine Hinner, bought the rundown village in 1998 after passing through and feeling sorry for it. That's not very good, is it? But yeah, you get a hotel, which is also a pub, a school, railway station, town hall, and 18 houses.
That's brilliant. I want it.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? And maybe, Verity, you could check it out for us if you're going out there, and then you can come back, put some photos on the website, perhaps. Maybe we can get some photos of this
that
village.
That would be unbelievable. The Verity Pabla village.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Pabla town. But but the couple who bought it, now aged in their 60s, say they no longer have the energy to run the hotel. They're asking for the hotel,
for
the whole lot. We need someone to build it up again. There's a lot of potential and opportunity. I'll say...
There's no theatre there, though, is there?
Yeah, and we could have...
Or radio station.
Yeah, Pabla Town Community Radio.
Oh, God. Sorry, Verity.
Verityville. That would be all right, wouldn't
it? Yeah, you've absolutely lost the plot.
Verityville. She's gone, listener. She's gone. This is Stratford Community Radio, The Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, am I doing my bed thing? The Quiz. Oh, you've all lost it.
Oh, dear. Right, come on.
How many questions are there for me?
I don't know. It's your quiz.
I don't know. I just pulled a pen out and it was a magnifying glass.
Hang on a second. You said you're quizzing me.
Oh, we are.
Oh, yeah, God.
Let's play a song and then do the quiz.
I need to get some questions.
Nick and Rochelle.
Right, okay then. Right, Sam.
Oh, dear.
Okay, hang on.
Question. The quiz.
Ready? Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
What classic movie is this line from?
I've got a pen.
That doesn't even work, that pen.
So this is like the start of the quiz every week.
Yeah.
I've got a pen.
What classic movie is this line from?
Listening.
Can I do this quiz as well?
Go on then.
Oh, I've pressed the wrong button. I don't know what's going on here.
Nicola.
He's rubbish. Come on.
Rubbish. Hang on. What classic movie is this line from?
Scintillating radio.
There's a listen button, but I don't know where it is.
That's a rubbish quiz. That's a sound clip.
Oh, this is useless.
It's
sorry.
I've got a different one.
I thought I was being
so good.
Here we go. What movie is this line from?
Can we get a cappuccino machine in here? Because I don't know what you call this.
What? I don't know.
I do.
Okay.
Can I do this quiz as well?
Cappuccino machine in here?
I've got a
pen. Because I don't know what you call this.
Okay, I need a paper and a pen.
I need a pen. Do you know the answer to this?
Yeah, I do.
Can I get a cappuccino in here?
So we listen again?
Yeah, if you want.
You've got to give him the options, incidentally.
Is it?
It's always handy.
Is it A, Mission Impossible, B, Three Musketeers, C, True Lies, or D, Twister?
Oh, I put When Harry Met Sally.
Well, we'll listen again.
Can we get a cappuccino machine in here? Because I don't know what you call this.
What's the first one again? Option.
Mission Impossible.
That's it.
The Three Musketeers, True Lies, or Twister? And your answer is, Sam...
Yeah, we're going to have to go straight for the answers.
Okay. The answer I've put down is Mission Impossible.
Correct.
Correct. That's what I had. You can still be on our show.
Okay. What TV show is this line from?
Oh, thank you, Master.
Ooh.
Options, please.
Oh. All in the Family. I Dream of Jeannie. Ellen or Bewitched?
I've never heard it.
Well, do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
I think I know the answer to this one.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Bewitched.
I think it's I Dream of Jeannie.
Okay, well, we'll go for Sam's first answer. I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, yes.
Well done, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, next one.
Me against Sam.
What classic movie is this line from? It's not quite loaded yet, but there we are.
Smooth radio.
Oh, you've gone on to...
Oh, look. What movie is this line from? Yes, come on.
Okay.
I was just admiring your cage. Fits you pretty good.
I know this! Okay.
Do you want to hear it? It sounds,
know this.
I think we know who that voice is.
Yeah.
Let's hear again.
This is Sam's favourite.
I was just admiring your cage. Fits you pretty good.
Okay,
the
is
options.
It Any Given Sunday, Full Metal Jacket, Con Air, or Bloodsport?
Con Air.
Con Air.
Con Air, shall we click on Con Air? And the last one.
Then I can do What Happened Next.
After play a song and then you can do What Happened Next.
Oh, look, what sitcom is this line from, but it hasn't actually loaded again? Which is annoying.
Come on. Like this game, though. It's cool.
It is good, yeah.
Like it a lot.
No. No, it hasn't loaded. Sorry.
Let's just wait. Wait for it to load, Nick.
My sound bed will fill it in.
No, it's not working, is it?
It's not working. Has it stopped working? Ah.
Doesn't seem
it's boring. Broken down.
Give me the options and I'll guess.
No, it's...
Oh, yeah, you could do... What line is it? Anyway, it's broken down. We can't do it, can we?
Does that mean I got two out of three?
Yeah. What does that mean I got, though?
You got two out of three as well, I think.
You got three out of three, didn't you?
I got three out of three.
How did you?
I think you're fine. I got three out of three.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Well done, Sam Malloy.
Should we just do it now? Because we always forget.
There you go.
You can stay on our show.
Yay! Oh, yes!
For Sam Malloy.
Stratford Community Radio.
Sam Malloy has got a little bit of a...
Oh, What Happened Next?
Oh, yeah!
In fact, what happens next?
What happens next? It's brilliant! It's brilliant! Oh, I'm still laughing from Verityville.
Pablo Town.
What happened next? Pablo
Town. Because I'm quite... I'm quite negative.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pessimistic, aren't I? Do you want to hear it again? Because you spoke over it.
Yeah,
oh, is this it?
This is it.
He didn't even listen.
I was.
Oh, all right.
Because I'm quite negative.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pessimistic, aren't I? What happened next?
God, it's a tricky one. I reckon you exploded.
I love this new
It's
answer,
got to be something to do with pessimism.
He was quite optimistic.
Yeah, I reckon he said something optimistic and I went, there you go, you're being optimistic.
Let's hear.
He's smiling.
What happened
Cruzy
next?
Smiling.
This is it. Because I'm quite negative.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pessimistic, aren't I?
Gosh, we're going to have a, what's it called, a agony on tower.
Oh, blimey.
To make Sam optimistic. Why are you negative?
I don't know.
Stop it. Let's move on. See? Yeah. There we go. Yeah. I'd be brilliant, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That was it. I became an agony aunt for the week.
Oh. One word agony aunt.
I was one word agony aunt. I said, I can help the people of Stratford. And he said, he's pessimistic. And I said, stop it.
That's two words.
I said, stop.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
So if you any problems...
Got to be sure.
What happened next?
I do like that music.
On Stratford Community Radio. The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
That's Beyonce, Single Ladies. That is for Maya Avery down there in London.
The quietest I've ever seen Nick at the radio show whilst the video of this was playing.
I was actually looking at the video quite a lot on that.
Sasha Fierce.
Well, that was Beyonce, and she is, at about 45, she's going to be 5 foot wide, isn't she?
Sorry for listening, Beyonce.
But bless her. She's going to... she's great now, but it's a cruel thing to do to a guy. anyway, Hey, this is mysdr.co.uk, Stratford Community Radio, coming to you wherever you want to be.
Come on,
Carl. This is Red Light Company, and Rochette has actually... She's doubled over in her chair.
MySCR.co.uk.
Roger has recovered, listener.
Recovered now. Full recovery in motion.
We're just looking up the Latitude Festival. Hopefully, we're still trying to get there. We're going to try and go to the Big Chill. And also, I really do think we ought to try and get into the Global Gathering. I mean, it kind of is local, isn't it?
Exactly. Local global.
Sam, try and say something.
I'm eating, sorry.
Yeah,
he is. I've given him my leftover sandwich because it's his birthday.
God, you're lovely like that,
nice,
aren't you?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm very nice like that. Happy birthday. Don't eat it all at once.
Yeah.
Too late.
Maya Avery, I hope you were. I hope you were dancing.
See?
Glee would have been fine.
Yes, of course. It would have been fine. Thank you very much.
Abomination to music.
Shush, hush, get
it's
your headphones off.
No,
whose birthday
music, the covers and stuff that they do are very fine. They're good. They're
very fine. They're tremendous. Did you see the MC Hammer one? Can't touch this. It was absolutely fantastic.
No, I didn't. And I hope you enjoyed Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
I tried very hard to cut him off as quickly as possible
to save all the other listener.
Nick and Rochelle.
This has been...
You can't have
the Breakfasty Brunchy Show
when you're doing voiceovers.
No, this has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show on myscr.co.uk every week, 10 till 12 on Sunday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, young Sam.
Happy birthday to you.
Good.
Happy birthday to you.
Great. Yep.
Come on.
Happy birthday, dear Sam.
Happy birthday to you.
What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Going to the pub later.
Going to the pub later.
Can you?
Well, you can because you're 19, of course.
That's right.
You have been for the last year. Every day.
Not in the States, you couldn't, though.
No, in the States. We shall be back. Will we be back this time next week, 10 o'clock till 12?
We will. Don't forget the Thomas Jolly Fete next week with us, 1 till 4.
Is that when we're there?
Mm-hmm.
It's not on air, but if you go to there, you can hear it live.
Oh, wow.
Funnily enough.
Yeah.
Wow, how exciting. I'm genuinely looking forward
to it.
It'll
be fun, won't it?
It'll be fun. Anyway, thank you so much for listening wherever you are, whether you're in Stratford, London, Munich, or all around the world. Join us again same time next week and have a lovely, lovely time. And come on, England!
Come on, England!
Oh, ow.
Come on, England!
And come on.
There we go. That's as much as you'll get from me.
This is for young Sam Molloy and also for the England team. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.